the middle of the city of Kalamish Island right after the Sheena Blade. So we saw the Gemara of Dalai Machlekes Rava and Rava and Reish Lakish regarding the scope of the din of Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shina Bay. Reish Lakish says that Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shina Bay applies even to Shnei Paras. And in Potter, Ma'aleches B'Rabutso, Yi Potter. And Rava said, no, in that case, Yichai, lest they would Shusay L'Gutriba. But in the case of Mishas, it's like, hell, if their Rava agrees that the Potter because Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shina Bay Potter. What exactly are they arguing about? So we saw yesterday the Mahalach of the Mukiyosef. The Mukiyosef says that Rava holds that Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shina Bay only applies in the case where the Shini of the Nizik caused the Mazik to be Mishana. So then the Nizik can't the Nizik can't be Tevei the Mazik for the Shini. The Nizik can say the Nizik himself. Where the behemoth of the Nizik caused the mazik to be mishana. So in the case of Mishasas HaKelev, so the Nizik caused the Kelev to be mishana, and the Nizik caused the Shisui of the Nizik, the Shini of the Nizik caused that the Kelev should be mishana and Bainim. So that's Potter. In the case of Shtei Paris, the fact that one of the Paris laid down in the middle of the street is a cause that the other Paris should step on it. And for that, Taka is Potter. That much Rava agrees. That's Potter. But that the other parish should, that the Malecha should kick it, that already you can't blame on the Rebutza. That you can't say that Shini was caused by the Rebutza. And therefore, in that case, Rava holds that there's no din of Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shina by Potter. The Fidr Mukesev, that's what Rava is saying. But Rava Lemaisa has to explain himself. That's what we ended off this yesterday. At the end of the day, Rav has to explain himself. Rav is explaining what's the difference between my Kol Mishana and Reish Lakish's Kol Mishana. Rav the same. So Rav says, no, they're not the same. So Rav has to explain that. And all we have to go on is what Rav said. What Rav said was that Nehita Isla Chushusa Lesguida be Levu'ut to be Lesta Chushusa. So the feeling of Muki Yosef, that's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, if my behema would just have stepped on your behema, so you could say that was caused by your behemoth being by your behemoth lying in the street. That kind of and then I would be potter. If my behemoth would have stepped on your behemoth, says the mazik. I mean, the nizik says to the mazik, if your behemoth stepped, we'll say it the other way. The nizik says to the mazik, if your behemoth had stepped on my behemoth, so you would have to be potter, because that you could blame on me. That's kol mishana. That much there is a kol mishana bacha v'shina bay. My behemoth is lying down. You could say caused your behemoth to step on it. So therefore, you would have been it's Karen, but you would have been Potter. I was calling him a Shana Bacha V'Shina Bay. That far Rav is willing to go. That's similar to Mishasas HaKelef. But Lebu'ut to be less like Rishusa. That's already a bridge too far. That your behemoth should have Rishus to kick my behemoth. Can't blame that on my behemoth lying in the street. My behemoth lying in the street can cause your behemoth to step on it. Doesn't cause your behemoth to kick it. That's a kol mishana that Rava does not agree to. That's how the Mekhi Yosef learns Rava. Mekhi Yosef doesn't spell out how he learns Reish Lakish. So he said, but I suggested that he learns Reish Lakish. That Reish Lakish also, I don't need that the Nizik Shini should cause the Mazik Shini. All I need is that the Nizik Shini should have been one of the reasons for the Hezek. Without the Nizik Shini, the Hezek wouldn't have happened. To be Reish Lakish, that's enough. And Rava says, no, that's not enough. You need to have that the Shini of the Nizik caused the Shini of the Mas. Based on this Mahalach, the Mekhi Yosef asked on the Rif. Because the feed this Mahalach, since the Rif paskins like Rava. So it ought to come out that by Mir Chsus HaKelem Shus HaRabim, even if it is a Shini, Rabbi Moshe holds that that's called the Shini, Rabbi asks you, even if it is a Shini, so what? But you can't say that the Shini of the Nizik leading his Chsus HaKelem in the street caused the behemoth of the Mazik to be Mishana and to eat Chsus HaKelem. It's still mishuna for a mazik. It's still mishuna for a behemoth to eat chsus v'kelim. So by Rava's, according to Rava, that's outside the scope of kol mishana bacha v'shina bay. So it's a kasha on the Rif, because the Rif, when he brings it in of chsus v'kelim, the Rif taka says that you're chayav, but not because, but first only because the Rif says that ovid inish demanchi. It's not a shinui like the Gemara says in Shmuel. It's not like the Gemara says in Rav Yochanan. It's not a shinui at all. But if it would be a shini to be menich chsus v'kelim, then the mazik would have been potter. That's the Mekhi Yosef. Why would the mazik be potter? Yeah, according to Reish Lakish, the mazik would be potter. But the shimi of the nizik helped to cause the hezek. If the nizik wouldn't have left his ksusvik halem in the street, the mazik, the behemoth of the mazik wouldn't have eaten it. But you can't say that the shimi of the nizik caused the shimi of the mazik. At the end of the day, the shimi of the mazik to eat ksusvik halem is mishunah. You can't blame that on the nizik. The nizik didn't force the behemoth of the mazik to eat his ksusvik halem. It's still a dove of mishunah. That shimi wasn't caused by the nizik. So Beis Lidu Kiyosef is chalek on the rif. He says he doesn't understand why the rif needed to come onto the svar of Ovid and Ishtemak. Yeah, so that's what we left off yesterday. So the Rosh is misyaches to this question. The Rosh addresses the rif. The Rosh and Simon Yudalev. Nashikosev Rav Alfus Alel Ochlu Susvik Helem Chayemes Delav Mishne Delav Mishanu. Does that call the Mishnah? Does that call that the nizik was Mishanu? The Ovid and Ishtemak Nechlimi B'Shishabim U'Misbach. The mashma, how you have a mishana, poker. It's mashma from the rib. That if it would have been a shinoi, if the hanochas kusuk helim would have been a shinoi, after brought up him, then the mazik would be potter, even if the mazik lamashal would have been bayit in them, which is certainly a shinoi. Because what's the difference, the shinoi of the ito? I don't know why the rosh is so marach exactly. The rosh asked the question. Yeah, that needs to explain this all by itself. The rosh asked the question in a sort of convoluted way, but basically he's asking, what do we need this extra reason of Ovid Nishtamanchi? Over here, the shinui of the coin to Rova, that even when the behemoth lies down in the street, it doesn't justify the mazik being bayit in it. See, here as well, the fact that the nizik left his ksus v'kelim in the street, even if it would be a shinui, wouldn't justify the behemoth of the mazik eating it. Mali shini biot, mali shini nishicho, Tiraya told the Karen, you know, what's the difference if the mazik kicked the behemoth, which according to Rova, he would be chayav. So here the mazik bit the, and what's his bit? He should have said, eat, ate. Mashayim, I say yes, and the Rosh, why is Rosh talking biting for its eating? Yeah, there's something going on here, but I'm not quite sure what it is. But the Amal asked the Cheshusti Lugut to Behem, the Amal got be part. Anyway, because of the Rosh asked the Kash. Why does the Rif have to come on to the Svar of Ovid Inish, the Manchi? That leaving Sus V'Kelem is not a Shinui, even if it would be a Shinui. But the shini of Luzal of leaving Sus V'Kelem is analogous to the shini of the behemoth lying down in the street. Just like the behemoth lying down in the street doesn't give rishus, quote unquote, for the mazik to kick it, so the nizik leaving his Sus V'Kelem in the street doesn't give rishus for the mazik to kick it, bite it, eat it, all of these dvar mishunim. One doesn't justify the other, and one doesn't cause it. I mean, the line of the case, we then one doesn't cause the other. The behemoth lying in the street doesn't cause the other behemoth to kick it. The leaving Ksus V'Kelem in the street doesn't cause the behemoth to eat Ksus V'Kelem, which is not his derech to eat. So what does the Rosh answer? Answer the Rosh. Ki yesh chiluk ben balei chayim u'dover acher. There's a difference between balei chayim, like the behemoth, and other things like Ksus V'Kelem. The kelem asuyim lidoris b'ragli onim u'b'ragli behemoth. Kelem are osu lidoris. They're likely to get stepped on. Hilkuchi havi mishana p'turu. Therefore, if the mazik is mishana, if the nizik left his ksus v'kelem and it was mishana, since they're likely lidoris, so if the mazik eats them, or kicks them, or bites them, whatever it is, the mazik is bot. Very cryptic. What does the Rosh want? What's the Rosh say? The Goyin says in this Rosh, the Goyin is in Shin Tzarek Aleph, that he doesn't know what the Rosh is saying. Just what are the words? What does he say? What's Ilda? The same with the Kalim are Osli Doris. So the behemoth that lies in the street is also Osli Doris. That's what the Gemara says. What's this Kalim that he's with? Kalim are Osli Doris, and the behemoth that lies down in the street is not Osli Doris. Number one, why is that even true? L'chor, it's not true. Behemoth is also Osli Doris. And even if it would be true, why does it make a difference? But that's not what happened. It wasn't Idris. It was eaten up. The shini. And the shini of the nizik didn't cause the shini of the mazik. Koma. So I'll tell you first the Mashal. Mashal has a different Mahalach. The Mashal in the Yamshel Shlomit has a different Mahalach for the Rif. Not like the Rosh. He's Chayil from the Rosh. Doesn't know what the Rosh wants. But the Mashal is a Mahalach of his own, and maybe we can get an insight from him. The Mashal says that the Pshat in the Rif is that the din of Kolo, that according to Rava, Kolo Mashal of Acha Vashina Bayah is only a Ptur when the Shini of the Mazik is proportionate to the Shini of the Nizik. The Nizik was Mashana, and the Mazik was Mashana in a commensurate way. In a proportionate way. The Shini of the Mazik was similar was not bigger, exactly how you measure, wasn't bigger than the Shini of the Nizik. So then the Mazik is faulted. Because called the Mashana, because the Nizik was Mashana. And the Mazik was similarly Mashana, to a similar degree. So then you say call the Mashana Mafia is very faulted. The Shini of the Mazik was much more than the Shini of the Nizik. So then it doesn't matter if the Nizik was Mashana, but the Mazik was Mashana more. And he says, Rava's taina is, Nihita Islach Rishusa Lisguyabe, Lubutibi, Mi Islach Rishusa, means, and everything has to go back to Rava, because Rava is saying a chiluk. What's Rava saying? The Mashal is what Rava is saying is like this. My behemoth lay down on the street. Okay, that's Mashunah. The Nizik's talk. My behemoth lay down on the street, that's Mashunah. If your behemoth would have stepped on it, that would be a proportionate Shinur. My behemoth did a Mabnazach. And your behemoth did a Mabnazach. But neither one of us was Kavanos Lahazak. Kavanos Lahazak is a whole different level of Shinur. My behemoth lay down on the street, because it's crazy behemoth lay down on the street. Your behemoth stepped on it. It's also Mashunah. But it's not Kavanos Lahazak. So then, that way we could say, the shini of my nizik, the shini of my behema was similar to the shini of your behema, so we can call it a wash, and you're not chai. But if your behema, but in the case where your behema kicked my behema, that's kavanos lahazik. Kavanos lahazik is a much bigger shini. That's how we define it. A big shini. Kavanos lahazik is a big shini. So my behema would lay down in the street. All right, that's mishuna, but that's not kavanos lahazik. Your behema already did something that was kavanos lahazik. Kavanos lahazik is a bigger shinui. Then already I can be then already I can be tevei. He says al derech zeh. By when I leave ksus v'kelim in the street, it's a shinui. So now behema comes and eats the ksus v'kelim. It's also a shinui, but it's not kavanos lahazik. My behema, I did a funny thing. I left my ksus v'kelim in the street. All right, that's not normal. People don't do that. Your behema has a funny appetite. So it eats ksus v'kelim. So the one Mishnah thing cancels out the other Mishnah thing. But it's not Kavanos Lahazik. So therefore, it's a small Shinui versus a small Shinui. So you should say, Kolam Shana, Vacha Vishinui Vipot. Except that there's a Sora, but then it's the Manki, then it's not a Shinui at all. But if it would be a Shinui, then it would be similar, and it would be a similar kind of Shinui, because neither one is Kavanos Lahazik. Because eating, Sus V'Kelim, says the Mashal, is not Kavanos Lahazik. Who says it's Kavanos? He says, what Novi could say, Kloshin says, which Novi can tell me that the Behem is eating Sus V'Kelim because he wants to be Mazik? The Behem is eating Sus V'Kelim because he has strange appetites, he likes to eat Sus V'Kelim. So that's kind of the Mahalach of the Mashal. Then it's Rashi's Beferish that it's Kavanos Lahazik. So Rashi says Ksus V'Kelim is Kavanos Lahazik. And asks it. This is a whole new Mahalach to Mashal, and it's nothing to do with the Rosh. But I see in the Mashal something. I see in the Mashal, and maybe we could already say it in the Mekhiyosef, but in the Mashal is very glaring, that the Vort of Kol HaMashan of Acha V'Shinu Bayi, what it means is that the Vort in Kol HaMashan of Acha V'Shinu Bayi, it means that the Nizik wants to be Tevei the Mazik because the Mazik was Mishan. The Nechayiv of Keren Mishus Rabim, is that the Mazik was Mishan. Reg Mishus Rabim is Potter, because Uch. The Nechayiv of Keren is that it was Mishan. So the Nizik is being Tevei the Mazik for being Mishan. And that's an interesting Nusuk, because I could have said, that's the Tchunah, every Av has a certain Tchunah, Eish is Dakalei Lechul Hazik, and Boris Kilis Hasiyos Lonezek, and each Mazik has a certain special tchuno that comes with special halachas attached to it. But it's not that the Nizik is being Tevei the Mazik for that tchuno. Right? I don't think we're used to saying that by Eish Lamashal that the Nizik is Tevei the Mazik for being Tevei the Mazik for being Hilichu Mazik. for the being leilech. He's adopting a leilech ulahazik. I don't think we look at it. What makes it eish is dark leilech ulahazik and affects the dinam of eish. But and that's not the tefiyah of the nizik. The tefiyah is the nizik. The yuamasidim. The mashal you see, at least in regard to kerem shusharabim, that the tefiyah of the nizik is because the mazik was mashana. Maybe we could understand it. We know that we already know the rift by regal, but regal is part of Shusharabim because it's urchim. So you can't be today. I have rishus. Urchim means I have rishus. The Rambam says the regal is part of Shusharabim because it's the behem has rishus. So why doesn't it have rishus to keren? Because keren is mishuna. So the nizik is today and the mazik. You're doing something that you don't have rishus to do in Shusharabim, and that's what gives me a tefillah. If your behemah did something normal in Shusharabim, I couldn't be today. You behemah has a right to be in Shusharabim as much as I do. But if your behemah is doing something mishunin rishus rabim, mishunin dikah things you don't do, your behemah doesn't have a right to do rishus rabim. But that's my feel. Teveyu, the nizik is teveyu the mazik for the mazik's behemah having been mishan. Therefore, to the extent that the nizik was also mishan, the nizik was mishan himself or his moment was mishan. To the extent that the nizik was also mishan, and I think we have to add that the shini of the nizik was extraneous. The shini of the nizik also played a role in the series of events. Otherwise, you know, if the nizik wore a strange colored suit that day, that doesn't mean the nizik was mishana. It means the nizik was mishana in this episode. So in any case where the nizik was mishana, the nizik loses the right to be tevei the mazik for his shinu. The nizik can't be tevei the mazik for being mishana mishisrabim when the nizik was mishana mishisrabim. And that also had a role. Says the mashal, but that depends. If the nizik was mishana and the mazik was mishana similarly, so then yeah, then since the nizik himself was mishana, and without the nizik shina, it wouldn't have happened. So the nizik was mishana. So the nizik can't now come over the mazik in righteous indignation. Why were you mishana? Now I'm going to take you to Basin for being mishana. You know, the nizik was also mishana. It also had a contributing role. So the nizik can't be today of the mazik if the shini of the mazik was. If the nizik himself was mishana, but that's only with two shinuyim are in balance. But if the shini of the nizik was a shini gzas, the shini of the mazik was gar kavanos lahazik, was a very great shini. So then the nizik, just because he was mishana a little bit, doesn't lose the right to be tevei the mazik for a shini gol. I think that's what it says here in the mashal. So havana, it gives us a new havana. I think it's a different havana than the Yosef. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the Nekudah is, at least in Rava, maybe in Rish Lakish, the Nebuchadnezzar might agree that it's that kind of Havon. But in Rava, the Nebuchadnezzar's Havon of Rava, is the Cheshus L'Zguye, the Lebutibi, is the Cheshuyah, the Cheshusah, is that the Nizik only, the Nebuchadnezzar's Havon in Rava was, that the Nizik only loses his right to be today the Masik for the Shinui when the Nizik caused the Shinui. You know, the Nizik created Meshasa Sekelev, the Nizik caused the Shinui. But if the nizik didn't actually cause the shini of the mazik, so then the nizik can still be tevea. So I was mishana, fine. You know, that was unfortunate, but you were mishana, and that wasn't my fault. So I can be tevea you anyway. That's the mukiyos. And the mashal said, no. Even if the nizik didn't cause the shini of the mazik, Rava. Again, in the Rish Lakish probably anyway that way. Even in the mukiyos world, that's probably what Rish Lakish holds. Rish Lakish doesn't require the nizik cause the shini of the mazik. Like Sister Kalim, the Nizik didn't cause the Shini of the Mazik. But the Mekesh tells that's where Rava disagrees. Rava says, no, the Nizik only loses his right to be Tavei the Mazik for the Shini, where the Nizik caused the Shini of the Mazik. In the world of the Mashal, Rava agrees to Reish Lakish. I don't need the Nizik should cause the Shini of the Mazik. As long as the Nizik was Mashana, that also contributed to the Hezek. So the Nizik loses the right to be Tavei the Mazik for the Shini. So what's Rava saying then? So why does Rava argue by biut? Because Rava makes a condition, but it's not the Mekiosis condition. It's not the condition that it has to be causative. It's a different condition. Rava makes a condition that it has to be that what I did, what the Mazik did, that the Shini of the Mazik was of the same magnitude as the Shini of the Nizik. If the Shini of the Mazik was of a different magnitude, then the Nizik could still be Tavei the Shini. And the Mashal will read that into Rava's words. When Rava said, Nihita istach reshusa lezguyibi, lebu'utabi mi istach reshusa, what it means is, you know, my behemoth lay down in the street. So your behemoth, if it would have stepped on it, that would have been a proportionate response. That would be a commensurate shinui. It doesn't have to be causative. You know, one doesn't have to cause the other. But at least they're on the same level of shinui. This is mandor. This is mandor. But nobody's got an osel hasif. But to be bayit in me, that's like a whole different thing. That's totally out of proportion to the mind. When the nizik's mishana tzas, then the mazik's the behemoth, then he can't come with kindness and the mazik for being mishana tzas. So that's called reshusa. What does the word reshusa mean? You have reshus to step on my behemoth. Again, according to the Yosef, reshusa means I caused it to happen, so it's not your fault. That's the reshusa. According to the mashal, reshusa means I can't be tevei for it because it's not more than I did. So you know I can't have kindness to you. Isluch reshusa, your behemoth has reshus to step on my behemoth. That means I can't come with a complaint against your behemoth for stepping on my behemoth. Because what my behemoth did was just as mishuna. And if my behemoth had done a mishuna dika thing, your behemoth wouldn't have done a mishuna dika thing. So I can't be tevei you for the lisqueezni. But lebiutabi, that's a shini gadol, much more than my behemoth was mishana. That's less lech reshusa. That means that I can still be tevei you for. That I can still say, you didn't have right to do that in reshusa rabbi. I can complain. Is less lech reshusa means I have cause for complaint. I can't complain about your behemoth stepping on my behemoth. Because my behemoth was also mishana excess. But I can complain about your behemoth kicking my behemoth. That's kavanos la'asik. That's a shini gol. That's the mashal's mahalach and lusu. All right, about it. That's not the rosh. But maybe in the rosh we could say a similar idea. But for even acher, that the rosh holds that the nizik, when the nizik is mashana, he loses the right to be tevei the masik for being mishana, but only if the shini of the nizik could have been expected to cause a similar amount of damage. So if my behemoth was mishana, then I'm the nizik. I'm always going to be the tevei, so I'm the nizik. So if my behemoth was mishana tzas, the tzas doesn't really matter in the rosh as well. Tzas, the wrong word. But if my behemoth was mishana in such a way that my behemoth, by being mishana, already put itself in harm's way, and now your behemoth came and your behemoth was mishana. It was my behemoth by lying down on the street. My behemoth laid down on the street. So my behemoth put itself in harm's way. People or animals at least are going to step on my behemoth. So certainly my behemoth put itself in harm's way. So now your behemoth came. If your behemoth, so that's I cannot be tevei you now for your behemoth being mishana and harming my behemoth. Because my behemoth already was mishana and put itself in harm's way. But if my behemoth was mishana and put itself in harm's way, but only a certain degree of harm, and then your behemoth came and harmed it much more, so that I can still be tevei. So my behemoth, let's say, lay down in the street. So then, it put itself in harm's way, and it has to be expected now that some other behemoths are going to come and step on it. Because that's to be expected. My behemoth is lying in the street, behemoths are going to step on it. But getting stepped on is not as big a hezek as getting kicked. Because when a behemoth kicks, that's quite a thing when a behemoth kicks. So that's a bigger hezek. So if your behemoth would have stepped in my behemoth, so then kol mishana v'achav shinui. My behemoth was lying down in the street. Certainly was a shinui that I had to expect that it's going to get stepped on. So I can't be tevei now somebody feeling mishana and stepping my behemoth. But I wasn't looking. But I didn't have to expect that my behemoth was going to get kicked and get laid up in the hospital for 6 months. That already is a big shinui. That's livelut. So that already Rava says that's we call that a shinui gadol. But not a shini gadol like the mashal and shini gadol that it was more mishuna because it was kavanos la'asik. Shini gadol in dollars and cents. My behemoth was mishana in a way that I had to expect a certain amount of damage as a result. But if your behemoth came along was mishana and damaged it much more, that already I can still be tevei for. And when stomach could be tevei anywhere, now you're ready for the whole thing. We're not going to deduct. Now already I can come back and be mishana. I can be tevei for that shini. That's what Rava is saying. Is the chesusu l'sguyabi? That I had to expect. But the ve'utibi, less the chushus. Let me finish the thought on the Rosh, and then we'll see how it fits in. Mela says the Rosh. Mela says the Rosh. That's by a behemoth. We're getting stepped on is not such a big damage as getting kicked. But by ksus v'kelim, Kshusvakalim, if I leave my Kshusvakalim out on the street, I have to expect that they're going to be obliterated. That's what he says. Also, it's avidi. It's what I have when I put my Kshusvakalim. Kalim asuyim lidoris ragli odem ragli behema. I think lidoris here doesn't mean to get stepped on. Behema also gets stepped on. Lidoris means to get squashed. Like the Gemara says in the Nehilim and Siyas, simon ha'osu lidoris ragli odem ragli behema. A simon that's going to be erased by getting trampled. Kshusvakalim are going to be nidras. Put up Kshusvakalim, so you're putting your Kshusvakalim in harm's way of being obliterated. Just like people stepping on them. So now I can't, ordinary traffic is going to destroy my Kshusvakalim. Now your behemoth came and did a mishana dikathik. So I want to come and tie, and now I have a tefillah on you, I want to come with a tefillah. Your behemoth was mishana, it ate Kshusvakalim, it's a double mishana, your behemoth doesn't have the right to do that, Pshusarabim. Now look what happened to my Kshusvakalim. So here we say, you were Mishana too. You were Mishana, you put your Kshusvakalim out on the street. And that was a shinui that you had a right to expect, or you certainly should have expected, that your Kshusvakalim were going to be destroyed. And lo and behold, your Kshusvakalim were destroyed. Yeah, not the way you expected. You expected they're going to get stepped on, which is normal. Turned out they got stepped on by a behemoth coming and eating them up. That's really weird. But you can't... But the Maisa, when you were Mishana and you put out your Kshusvakalim, you had to expect that b'derech hateva, they're going to be destroyed. So you can't come with me now with a taina, with a tviya on my having been mishana and destroyed your kelim, because you lost the right to be tveya that shini. By the way, I want to stress something. Maybe I should have put this in when we were first talking about what's difficult in the Rosh. When the Rosh says that when you put your kshusva kelim out on the street, so it's asuyim lidoris ragli oldim ragli behema. He does not mean that you were mafkir the kshusva kelim. Put your kshusim and kelim out on the street. You're not mafkir them. If an adam would come along if you were mafkir them, we wouldn't need the special din of avadimish. We wouldn't need the special din of kol mashana b'akav shinuva. It'll be p'tur even from adam mamask. It'll be p'tur even from eish from other mazikim. Kol mashana b'akav shinuva is a p'tur from keren. P'tur from being tavei l'shinuv. But if a person came along and stole the kshusim kelim, burnt the kshusim kelim, poured gasoline on the Kshusvakalim, about it, he'd be high. You're not being mafkil Kshusvakalim. We're just saying that since when you put the Kshusvakalim out on the street, there's a likelihood that they're going to be nidras and destroyed, so you lose the right to be Tavayami for being Mishanim. Because the fact that I was Mishanim didn't put your Kalim in more danger than they were already. Maybe the love is even when you still have Hezbollah, but it's whatever we're going to say in the Mashal, we'll say in the Rosh. You are Mishana, and you are Mishana Shinui Godol, because we're measuring Shinui Godol in dollars and cents. You are Mishana. The Nizik was Mishana, and it was a Shinui Godol. It was a Shinui that could cause them to be destroyed altogether. Once you are Mishana, and you are Mishana in a way that put your Kalim into just as much harm as actually happened, then you lose the right to be Tavei me for being Mishana. You could be Tavei me for other things. If I stole you just for killing me, you could still be Tavei me. But you can't be Tavei me for being Mishana, because you were already Mishana, and your Shini was just as dangerous as my Shini. So just as big a Shini as my Shini. That's what Rosh said. Yesh chilek from Balachai with over Acher. Balachai, even if he gets stepped on, so it's good to be, but he's not going to be obliterated. But Kshusvakalim, if a behemoth lies down in the street, you come back 10 minutes later, the behemoth's not gone. Maybe somebody stepped in the behemoth, it'll be black and blue, but it's not going to be gone. But Kshusvakalim are assuming lidoris. When you put them out on the street, they're it's like a simon osu lidoris. That sense of the word lidoris. The Kshusvakalim are going to be obliterated. That's a shinui. So when you put out that degree of shinui, prevents you now from being tevei at all, from being tevei and my being mishan. And that's exactly what Rav is saying. Again, everything has to fit back into what Rav is saying. That's what Rav is saying. Nihidi isla kashusul is guyibi. I put my behemoth down, my behemoth down on the street. That's a shinoyu. I have to expect, I can't be teveya somebody who steps on my behemoth. I have to expect somebody's going to step on my behemoth. Other behemoths are going to step on my behemoth. But that's not the end of the world. But lebu'utibi, that's a shinoyu that goes beyond in its degree of damage. That's a degree of damage that I didn't have to expect. And therefore, that already I can still be today.
According to Marshall, the way that we're the differentiating between a large damage and a large shinui and a small shinui is if it's kavanas lahazik or not.
Right.
So, but by the Rosh, it's a little bit. So it's about how much damage was done. We have, in order to say that in Rosh, we have to say that every single time he gets stepped on, it's going to be damaged less than if he were to get kicked.
Well, certainly, b'derech hateva, it's not going to be nidras. My behemoth lying in the street is not in the ordinary course of events going to lead to my behemoth being obliterated. It'll get stepped on, but I don't have to expect it's going to get kicked, and getting kicked is worse. So I don't lose my right to be to there. It will be one worse. Yeah.
Why does Rebbe have to say the Maharshal Svar and apply it here? Why can't we just say that similarly that the Kalim, because Kalim are assumed authorities, that Nekuda takes away the towing for the Karen of Chatzim?
Yeah, I don't need the Mashal. I'm saying the Mashal is more close to the surface, this idea that I mean, Teveya the Bing Mashana, the idea of in the Mashal is very close to the surface. You might see that the Mashal is saying that the Kol Mashana Vachavish, that what Rav is saying is that I only lose my right to be Teveya. When the Nizik's Mashana, he loses the right to be Teveya the Mazik for being Mashana, but only if there's some proportionality. So in the Mashal's Mamish saying that. So I'm just using that kind of idea. I don't Mamish need the Mashal. I mean, the Rashi is a different Mahat than the Mashal. I could have said it without the Mashal. But the Mashal is a useful stepping stone, because the Mashal said already explicitly a very similar idea.
But I thought simply, you don't need to talk about greater Mazik, just that. Because Asuli Dar is the Baal's basically foregoing his right to ever claim Shinoi of parents. He's basically saying everything is going to be regal. Everything is going to be rogil that in the Derech Halicha.
Yeah, but this wasn't regal. Karen, the behemoth came and ate it. That's still Karen. It's still a special svar. Again, when I put my Ksus V'Kalev out on the street, even though they're Asuli Dar, that's not cool that I was mafkir my Ksus V'Kalev. If a person came and stole them, I could certainly put the behemoth.
But it makes it Kol Mashana. Kol Mashana is
going to
come out.
Mashal. So that's very similar to Mashal. I was saying that Kol Mashana, when I'm Mashana, I lose my right to veil the Masik for the Shinui. Mm-hmm. But only it, but not, it's not absolute. It depends. If I was Mashana, again, it's different than the Mashal. I'm not saying the same as the Mashal. we don't need the Mashal. We can say the whole Sukkot there without the Mashal. But the Mashal, first of all, you should know the Mashal. And number two, but also, just in the Mashal, you see this idea. And maybe it's not exactly the same in Lomdus either, I don't know, but it sounds to me very similar. You see this idea that when the Nizik is Mashana, he loses the right to be Terei the Masik for being Mashana, but only if there's some equality between the Shini of the Nizik and the Shini of the Masik, which in the Rosh's world means an equality in the degree of Hesik. And why don't we Masik in the Kudah, and maybe it'll even make it clearer. Let's say the Masik actually stepped on the Behem. My behemoth lay down in the street, and the mazik's behemoth came and stepped on it. So it says the Perish of Rava says then the mazik is potter. That's what Rava calls Islach Roshusul Iskliyim. The mazik is potter. What's exactly the p'tur? So the Rav Yosef says Kol Hamashana. We saw yesterday that the p'tur, the Rav Yosef says b'Perish, because that would already be Kol Hamashana b'Achav Ashinavim. Now my behemoth lay down in the street, so if your behemoth would step on it. That would be, says Rabbi, that I would agree. That's called Mashana Bacha Mashinaba. But for your behemoth to kick it, that's already a step beyond. That much called Mashana Bacha Mashinaba, I don't accept. Then we were Mazman Rukhi Yosef, because if your behemoth just stepped on me, so you could say that I caused that Shinui, but if your behemoth kicked me, that's not a Shinui that I caused. In the Mashal, we could say similarly, if your behemoth just stepped on me, so that would be proportionate, so I agree to proportionate. It's proportionate kol mashanas, but if your behemoth kicks me, that's disproportionate. It's kavanos lehazik. That's a much bigger shinui. So that much kol mashana, I don't say. But kach. Rav is saying the distinction. Rav needs to tell us the distinction between the kol mashana that he accepts and the kol mashana that he rejects. And the distinction is the distinction between lisguyubi and libutubi. Lisguyubi is the kol mashana that Rav accepts. Libutubi is the kol mashana that Rav doesn't accept. According to the Rav Yosef, by his lights. According to the Mashal, by his lights. The Rambam and Tosfos and Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis and Aleph also, Sechad Dvarim, says that the Petur of L'Sugya be, if the behema steps, if the Mazik's behema steps on my behema, Potter, Rabbi Potter, Rabbi said you Potter, but the Ram says you Potter because it's a regal. Because it's a shini, but it's called a Mishan of Achav Shini, but it's not a shini at all, it's ordinary regal. First of all, so what's Rav being mechalikal here? He's drawing the distinction between regal and keren. If your behemoth stepped on me, that'll be regal. But kicking me, that's keren. So number one, okay, that's very nice, but what does that have to do with the sugya? The sugya, we're not talking about chilukim between keren and regal. We want to know the chilukim within keren between the kol mishana u'bachav ashinavei that Rav accepts and the kol mishana u'bachav ashinavei that Rav rejects. Rav is not explaining that. He's telling me that stepping my behemoth is regal and kicking my behemoth is keren. Very nice, Rav, but that's not what we want. We want to know how come, but why don't you agree to Reish Lakish? The Papa thought, or a Papa said to Rav, you're like Reish Lakish. You said by Mishas it's a kelev is the rule of Kol Mishana Vacha Vashinavai. Reish Lakish said by Shei Behemoth that there's a din of Kol Mishana Vacha Vashinavai. You're like Rav. You're like Reish Lakish. Rav said, no, we're not so fast. I'm not like Reish Lakish. I don't think it's the same. So Rav needs to explain why it's not the same. So what is he telling me? He says, not the same, because if I'm on my behemoth lying down the street, so if you step on me, it's regal, but if you used to kick me, it's carrot. My name is Lassina. Kelev is also carrot, but it's called Mishana Bacha Vashinabai. And that's what we need to know why over here isn't called Mishana Bacha Vashinabai. Where is Rav explaining why he thinks that by Be'ito, by Reish Lakish's case, that it's not called Mishana Bacha Vashinabai? Why is that different in the case of Mishasa Sakelev? It's very bizarre in the Sukkot. Same thing places. See the rush, the way I'm being masked by the rush, we have a Pesach to understand. Now that we understand it, but now I can manage to see where the rush is coming from. Because I think the rush read the Gemara like places and like that. What Rav is saying is, when my behema lies down in the street, so I was Mishan. My behema was Mishan. But it's a shinui, but we need to measure the degree of the shinui. How do we measure the degree of the shinui of my behema? When my behema lies down in the street, how big a shinui is that? You need to know, because that's the rule. A shinui ksas cancels out a shinui ksas, but a shinui ksas, shinui kotlin doesn't cancel out a shinui godl. According to the Rosh, according to Rav. But it hasn't measured. It's measured in dollars and cents. According to Mashal, it's measured in strangeness, in whether it's coming to Lahazib. But according to the Rosh, no, it's measured in dollars and cents. If the behemah of the Nizik was Mishana, how much dollars and cents value do we put in that Shinui? If your behemah did a similar dollars and cents Shinui, then I can't be Tevedu. If your behemah did a Shinui that was much more in dollars and cents, then I could be Tevedu. So, how do we measure the in dollars and cents, the shinui of the nizik? The behemoth lay down in the street. How big a shinui is that in dollars and cents? Are we going to measure it by what another behemoth is likely to do to it that's mishuna? But I don't have to expect behemoths to do things that are mishuna. My behemoth lays down in the street. We want to know dollars and cents. You know, how much harm's way did I put my behemoth put itself in? In dollars and cents. So how's it measured? Well, my behemoth laid down the street. Maybe some other behemoth is going to go berserk and gore it. That's not a measure. I don't have to expect that my behemoth is going to, the other behemoths are going to gore my behemoth. You can't say my behemoth put itself in harm's way because another behemoth might go crazy and gore it. Especially if it's not causative. You know, we're saying it's not causative. One's not causing the other. So that's not the harm's way that my behemoth put itself in. What harm's way did my behemoth put itself in by laying down? The harm's way of regal. How much regal damage is going to happen to my behemoth when it lies down in the street? How much, if all the other behemoths are in the vicinity act normally, what's going to happen to the behemoth that lies down in the street? It's going to get stepped on. That gives me a dollars and cents of value for the shinui of the behemoth of the nizik. The shinui of the behemoth of the nizik, how much shinui is it? Well, that's defined by how much harm is waited to put itself in by being mishana. In dollars and cents. And that, in turn, is defined by, well, when the behemoth is mishana and lays down in the street, what's going to happen to it if everybody else behaves normally? My behemoth is mishana. If all the other behemoths act normally, what's going to happen? How much damage is going to happen to my behemoth? Drisa, it'll get stepped on. So that gives me now a dollars and cents value to how much my behemoth, the nisik, was mishana. It was... So now if your behemoth comes along and does a damage to my behemoth that's equal in dollars and cents, then I can't be tevei you, even if you did it by mishunadik. Even if you did it mishunadik. Even if the behemoth last did something mishunadik that was equivalent to being dairus in my behemoth. Fine, but that much I was mishana, so I can't be tevei you for being mishana. But if your behemoth comes along and kicks it, that's a bigger damage. That's a bigger damage. That's a bigger shina than I was mishana. So not only is that shve, why is Rava talking about regal? Rava has to talk about regal, because Rava is defining how much shinoi did the nizik lay himself, how much damage did the nizik's behemoth lay itself open to by being mishana, because that defines the magnitude of the shinoi of the nizik. So if the nizik, the behemoth of the nizik, lays down in the street, what's going to happen to it normally? People are going to step on it. Okay, that's a shinoi. So let's say that's worth $100 of shinoi, $100 of damage. So behemoth lying down in the street is a shinoi to the tune of $100. But it has to be regal. If the behemoths that are going Kuruch Hayu would not step on the behemoth, then laying itself down in the street is a shinui that's not going to cause, not likely to cause any damage at all. What makes it a shinui that's likely to cause, we're saying $100 of damage, is the fact that other behemoths Kuruch Hayu are going to step on it. So it's Mukha Gnamar itself that is a din of regal. That's a hezek of regal. So and what Rav is saying is, my behemoth lay down in the street, L'skui boy, I have to expect. I have to expect it. So that's the degree that my behemoth was mishana. But the people do, but that's a much bigger shinui. I don't have to expect the behemoth is going to be. The behemoth is going to do such a big shinui as that. Mexus v'kelim, when I put Mexus v'kelim down in the street, what's going to happen to my Mexus v'kelim again in regular? If all the other behemoths in the street act normally, and I put my sister Kalem down in the middle of the street, what's going to happen to my sister Kalem? No Karen, and nobody's going to do any Karen except my behemoth. The Nissan's behemoth was Mishana, but none of them are Zikim or Mishana. Everybody else carries on as usual. What's going to happen to the sister Kalem? They're going to be Midras. They'll be obliterated. No, so I was Mishana to the tune of the total value of the sister Kalem. So now already, if your behemoth comes in as Mishana, the shini of your behemoth is not of greater magnitude, again, in dollars and cents, than the shini of the Nissan. So that's exactly what it's called a mishana. That's called kol mishana. So not only is it not difficult, not only is it not shver in the Rambam, not only is it not shver. Why is he talking? Why is Rava talking about regel? According to the Rosh and the Mahalach and the Gemara, the way I'm explaining the Rosh, the Rava has to talk about regel because it's only through regel that I can assign a magnitude to the shini of the nizik. The shini of the nizik is measured by how much damage he's putting himself in the way of when all the other behemoths act normally. You'd have to say that by Mishas it's a Kelev, so then even though the Kelev isn't Karen, I think presumably the Kelev biting him is Karen, that's still called that the Shini of the Nizik lay himself open to the full harm of the Kelev. You could ask a Kasha L'chor here. If you measure the Shini of the Nizik in terms of Regal, how does it work by Mishas it's a Kelev? The Nizik is Mishas it's a Kelev. So fine, so you're taunting the Kelev, but if everybody else that behaves in a Regal dick way, you're not going to get hurt. Because when the kelev bites you, it's still not regal. It's still called keren. So you have to say that that's different. By mishasas a kelev, even though by the kelev is still called mishuna, because biting is still mishuna. Otherwise, what would we call mishuna? That's still called mishuna. But where I'm trying to, where I'm instigating the kelev to do it, that's what I'm instigating the kelev. I'm inciting the kelev to bite me. So it's a rough body a little bit. That's still measured. That's called the shinui that's equal to the shinui of the mask. That's not a shinui kotun and then the kelev of the shinui godel. When you're mishas the kelev to bite you, that's still cool. That's a shinui godel versus a shinui godel. Yeah, it needs a hadbar a little bit why that's so. But nonetheless, I think that this is the mahalach in the Rosh. And Mela, Agaruch, we have a tremendous revach in the Ram. Now we understand the Ram.
Mm-hmm.
It is Shiva, because in a case of kol mishana v'achad v'shinu, it means if the nizik was, let's say the case of susvik halem. I put my susvik halem out, it's a shinu. Now the magnitude of the shinu is measured by all the other behemoths acting normally. That's not the reason. But of course, when the other behemoths act normally, the reason why the other behemoths are potter is not because kol mishana v'achad v'shinu b'li potter. I don't need that. The other behemoths act normally, they're potter because it's regular b'shus rabbi. But it gives me a value, a dollar value, for the shinui of the nizik. If you put your sister's kelim out in the street, that's a shinui that then you open to the damage of it likely to be nidras. So it's a shinui to the tune of the full value of the sister's kelim. Now came along a behemoth and ate your sister's kelim. That's a lot of shinui. That's kerem b'shus rabbi shebichayev. But since you were already mishana, and the shini that you did was already likely to lose you your ksus v'kelem entirely. Because they're likely to get stepped on. The mice, they didn't get stepped on. But when you put the ksus v'kelem out, they were likely to get stepped on. So that's called a shinui to the tune. It's a shini godel to the tune of the full value of the ksus v'kelem. Once you were mishane and put your ksus v'kelem in a harm's way where they're likely to be totally destroyed, then even if a behemoth comes along and destroys them, not in the way that was likely to happen, but in a way that was unlikely to happen, because it ate up the ksus v'kelem, which you never foresaw and didn't have to foresee, but it doesn't matter. You were Mishana and Zbacha Mishina Boy. That's the rule. That you can't be Tevei the Mazik for being Mishana when you were already Mishana and your Shina already in the normal course of events. Without my being Mishana, would have lost you the Ksus V'Kalim. So now when my behemoth comes and is Mishana and then destroys your Ksus V'Kalim, I became the Mazik in that way. So you can't be Tevei me. Now I'm Paul.
Did
everybody
make that? From the law, Rush says the law lays the chorishu lemute by in kedamer gabe parak. So can you even say stronger that now you gave it rishus to do it, and that's exactly the lashon of Rav, and that's why Rush actually says that line before the he gives the text that you're actually giving rishus to now to do this greater shinoi by leaving it, and that it's going to be osu b'daris. You're actually talking.
Wait. Which part of Rush are you looking at?
Right before the teres kiyesh kulos. This is an interesting lashon.
But I'm less than the shoes to the blue today.
Kid almost got a car.
I'm certainly now that's what it means. It's a deep, but that's it's the same lesson in Gemara. I mean, that's the kasha. Why do you say less than the whatever it means in the Gemara, why do you say it by the case of the Sus for Caleb? Whatever Rava meant, why do you say the same thing like Sus for Caleb? So we're just quoting lesson in Rava. But in retrospect, that's the nice of what it means.
What we're saying now, then, what if a person came in, if an adam came and destroyed it, the bala kalim shit, like, already lost?
Yeah, no, because, again, you're not being mafkir ksus v'kelim. It's not that you're mafkir ksus v'kelim. You're not mafkir ksus v'kelim. You're an idiot, but you're not mafkir ksus v'kelim. And therefore, and if somebody comes along and is mazikit in some way, with the chiv is not for being mishanim, so then you can still be tevenim. But by karen with the chiv is for being mishanim. I can't be tevei you. Why are you mishana b'shusarabim? Your shinui is what caused the damage to my ksus v'kelim. But tefi is on the shinui. By karen, by definition, I'm being tevei you for the shinui. Because if not for the shinui, it's you'll be like a little b'shusarabim. I want to be tevei you for being mishana. I can't be tevei you for being mishana when I was also mishana. And my shinui was as reckless as your shinui. But if I'm being tevei, not being mishana, I'm being tevei for being a adam amasik, for being a ganav, for being something else. So I'm reckless, but that doesn't mean that I'm after my nechot, that I don't want to be tevei. But I can't be tevei for recklessness. That's the point. I can sue you for stealing. I can sue you for other mazikim over here. But I can't sue you for strange behavior which is rabbim that endangers the public. When I did a strange behavior which is rabbim that already endangered my belongings. So now I'm going to tevei you, but your strange behavior which is rabbim endangered my belongings. Anyway, what certainly emerges from this, from the Rosh, from the Mashal, and the Mekirsi also could get it, but in the Rosh and the Mashal, we see it very strongly, is that the Vort of Kol HaMashal of Achav HaShinavoy is that I'm being Teveyu for being Mashana. And I lose my right to be Teveyu for being Mashana where I was Mashana. And again, the Havon is, the Chiv Kerem Shizrabim, it's Rishu Zerabim. Regulus Potter Shizrabim. The Chiv Kerem Shizrabim is because your Behemo is doing something Mishunav Shizrabim, which someone doesn't have a right to do. So if I myself was already doing something mishuna b'shusharav, my the nizik, the mamon hanizik, was already in the there because of a shini b'shusharav, I lose the right to be tervei you for your behema hamaziko being mishana b'shusharav. So it's a very fascinating Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Shito. Shito brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is the Talmud of the Rif. And he asks, if this is Svarav Kol Mishana Vacha Vishinu Beis Potter, so he says, why do you need a Pasuk of Ubir Vistayachar to Pat the Regal B'Shusarabim? Every case of Regal B'Shusarabim, the Nizik was Mishana. Because every case of regular b'shus rabim, the case is that what does the behemoth eat kedarke b'shus rabim? It eats kalim, peiros, things that people are not supposed to be leaving b'shus rabim. That's like we saw in the Rosh, that the nizik had no right to leave his things b'shus rabim. So it's always a shini on the part of the nizik. So if the nizik was mashana, so why didn't you post to leave his the path of the regular? Typically, that the nizik was mashana. When the nizik was mashana, you post. I don't need a pasuk of Ibis Da'ach, it's a svar. Say, but Chari means like it's Kavachem. Madach Karen. Karen's normally more Chomer than Regal. Right? Because Karen, I mean, not in every respect, but Lagabi Shusrabim, Karen is more Chomer than Regal. Karen is Chayab Shusrabim, Regal is Potib Shusrabim. So Madach Karen, which is the word normally Chayab Shusrabim, because it's a Shinoi, but if the Nizik was Mashani Yipotah, So regel, fine. It's a pasuk to be b'steachet, but I need a pasuk to be b'steachet. Even without a pasuk, should be a kalachem. If Karen is potter b'shus rabim when the nisik was mishana, so regel should certainly be potter b'shus rabim if the nisik was mishana. So what do I need a pasuk to be b'steachet? Very fascinating question. So he answers kitzur nimratz. He says that you can't by regel you can't say kol mishana b'achav shina boy because you can't say b'achav shina boy. Regel's not a shina. Sosimly appears, very sosim is teretz. Yeah, fine. That's right. You can't say the punchline of Achav Hashinu, but it's Kavachemer. I mean, in the Kashi, you say Blush and Kavachemer, right? But the Chor, it's a Kavachemer. Madach Karen, where you were Mishana, but if the Nizik was Mishana, you potter. So Regal, where you weren't Mishana, so Alachas Kavach Hashem, if the Nizik was Mishana, you should be potter. So what is he even, what's he saying? By Karen, you can say Kolom Mishana, but Achav Hashinu, but potter. But by Regal, without a Pesuk, I would say Regal is Chayev. Because you can't say kol mishana b'achav shina boy. And the regular, he wasn't mishana. So not being mishana makes it should make you more potter, not more chayiv. Which is a rabbim. Not being mishana is a ptur, not a chiyuv. There's a reason for ptur, not a reason for chiyuv. So it should still be a kavachaymer. Madach karen when the nizik was mishana, when the mazik was mishana, which is a rabbim. But if the nizik was mishana, also your potter. So regular where the mazik was going koruchay. So if the nisik was mishani, it should be potter. So why do we again? So why do you need a pasuk? It would be a mistake. Very not clear what he's answering. So yes, the falpul here various possibilities, but I want to say that. The bottom line, what I think, is the notes are a bit more dead ends, but we don't have to chase down all the dead ends right now. But I think what he's saying is that if I didn't have a pasuk of Ubir Vistayachet, then regel would be Chayav B'Shus Rabim. That would mean that to be Chayav B'Shus Rabim, you don't have to be Mishana. Urche would also be Chayav B'Shus Rabim. Had the Torah not said Ubir Vistayachet. So the rule would have been that even if Urche goes Urche B'Shus Rabim, the Baal would still be chayiv. They'd have to be oiches b'znoba. That would be the din. Even when the behemoth goes k'ruchei b'shus rabim, you're still chayiv. In that alternate universe, where you're chayiv to follow your behemoth around, and urchei is not a p'tur, so then the chayiv of Karen would also not be because the Karen was because the Baal, because the mazik was mishana. The mazik doesn't have to be mishana. You know, if Ren was chayiv b'shus rabim, then Karen, even though he wasn't mishana, then the chiyuv of Karen would also not be because of the shinui. The shinui would maybe be a kula that you only have to pay chatzin ezek because it's cheskashim kind of, but as far as why you chayiv b'shus rabim, had a regular b'chayav b'shus rabim, then Karen would be chayav b'shus rabim also without having, not because he was mishana, because of the garf regal. In that alternate universe, there'd be no din of kol mishana b'achav b'shinui by Karen either, because I'm not being teveya the Karen for the shinui. Even regal is chayav. I'm being teveya for the etzem ma'isa hezik. The bottom should have followed along be'oichis b'znovoi, be'oichis b'karnoi, and the bottom should prevent it from stepping and eating and goring and all the things that the bayim might possibly do. So what's the time of kol mishana b'achav b'shinui? I'm not staking my claim on the fact that the mazik was mishana. It's only now that the Torah said it would be a b'steyacher, and the Torah said that regel b'shus rabim is potter. The bottom and not mechuyev to be oichas b'znova v'yelech. That anything that's done k'uruche is potter b'shus rabim. So why is Karen chayev? Now it becomes that Karen b'shus rabim is chayev because it's mishuna. And that already the Bailam do have to prevent, because that the Behemoth does not have a shus to do. The Behemoth has a shus to do things that are okay, doesn't have a shus to do things that are Mishunah. Now that Regal is Potter B'shus Rabim, and only Karen is Chayav B'shus Rabim because of the Shinui, so Ubir B'steyacher is Megala, that the, it's not only Megala that Regal is Potter B'shus Rabim, but Mimele is Megala, that Karen, which is Chayav B'shus Rabim, is only Chayav because there was a Shinui and it wasn't Urche. Now that that's the case, so if the Nizik was also Mishana, then he can't be Tavei the Ker. Because that's called a Mishana, Vachav Hashinu Vepot. That's what the Rebbe Nofraya means. In a world in which there was no Ubir B'Steyacher, then you couldn't say that Regal is Potter, that if the Nisik was Mishana, so Regal is Potter. Why should Regal be Potter? Regal is only Potter when there's a time of calling Mishana, Vachav Hashinu Vepot. You're being Tavei me for being Mishana. The Nisik, you're being Tavei me for being Mishana. You were also Mishana. That's only in a world in which you have to be Tavei me for being Mishana. In a world in which the Torah says Ubir B'Steyacher, that only if my behemoth was Mishana my chayim. But in an alternate universe where there's no Ubir B'Steyacher, then Karen regular chayim without any kind of, without Shinui being implicated. So then there'll be no din of Kol Mishana V'Achav Shinui. So it comes out now that Ubir B'Steyacher is a Giloi, that the chiyuv of, not only on the chiyuv of regal, but it's a Giloi on the chiyuv of Karen. That the nature of the chiyuv of Karen is because the behemoth was mishana b'shteyachah. The mechayiv of Karen, from Ubir b'shteyachah we learn that the mechayiv of Karen is because the behemoth was mishana. So that's interesting all by itself. It opens the door to perhaps a new thought, that maybe once Ubir b'shteyachah is a gilui, that Karen is chayiv because it was mishana, so maybe that's the way regal works also. That regal b'shus hanizik is chayiv because the knisel of b'shus hanizik is a shinui. That's what we used to think. It's two different worlds. Karen is mishana. Karen is chayiv as mishuna. Regal is not chayiv, is not mishuna, so it's potter. But then in the nudin, that the regal b'shus hayochid ubir b'steyacher, regal is chayiv b'shus hayochid. In the light of this Rabbeinu Ephraim, I don't know if I'm mamish need the Rabbeinu Ephraim, but in the light of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that ubir b'steyacher is megala, that the mechayiv of Karen is for being mishana. So it could very well be, it's not stomach that the Ubir B'Steyacher is Megala, that now I know regular is Potter B'Shus Rabim, so why is Karen Chayav B'Shus Rabim? It must be because Karen is Mishuna. It's more than that. Ubir B'Steyacher says that a Chal Godol by Niske Behemtoi, that B'Chol Mokoyim, B'Chol Zman, Niske Behemtoi are only Chayav when there was a Shinu. In the case of regular Shinu is Ubir B'Steyacher, they went into somebody else's Rishos. That's the Shinu. In the case of Karen, is there any Shini B'Shus Rabim? Because Karen is bad Mishuna. What?
Would it be more than
Look, I think there's still another halacha by Karen. That Karen, since it's Bechaz Kashima Kaimen, so Chas Rachmona Lei, those differences in Karen. Karen still has a kula that it's Chas Rachmona Lei because it's Bechaz Kashima Kaimen, and so on, or whatever. It's only Knas because Bechaz Kashima Kaimen or Chas Rachmona. Karen has a kula that it's Mishuna and the Baal don't have to think about it. So that's the why it's only Chatzin Ezek. That's the kula of being Mishuna. But I'm talking now about the Chum of being Mishuna. Karen is Chayav B'Shus Rabim because it's Mishuna. This Mishuna is this double-edged sword by Karen. It makes it only Chatzin Ezek because the Havla L'Asukei Adaitei. That's sort of outside of discussion. But the fact that Karen is Mishuna is what makes it Chayav B'Shus Rabim. Regel, that's the riff at the beginning of the Masechta. Regel is Potter B'Shus Rabim not merely as Exeresekos, because it's Urchei. And Karen is Chayav B'Shus Rabim because it's Mishuna. Or in the Rambam, Regal is Potter B'Shus Rabim because the Behemah has Rishus to do Regal B'Shus Rabim. But Karen is Mishuna, the Behemah doesn't have Rishus. So this notion that Karen is Chayav B'Shus Rabim, really not a Gemara anywhere. The Rosh says maybe it's an exact kosher, but the Rif, the Rambam, that whole base matters that we saw in the Rashi maybe later, that this notion that Keren is Chayav Shas Rambam because the Behemah was Mishana. And it really, according to it's in a way, that's what's coming out of this Gemara also, called a Mishana Vacha Vashinaboy. In our Gemara, in a way, is it, just parenthetically, our Gemara altogether is a riot to this Havan of the Rif. And the Behemah is part of Shas Rambam because it's Urchei, and Keren is Chayav Shas Rambam because it's Mishana. That's why there's a svarim called Mishana Vacha Vashinaboy. You have to be Tevei the Shinui. Without the Shinui, it should be Urchei, it should be part of Shas Rambam. What you're teveya by Karen, like I said before, it's not like Eish. By Eish, you're not teveya. Oh, you're Eish. The Moshe, nobody would ever say, I don't think anybody would ever say, that, you know, by Eish, you're being teveya. The Nizik's being teveya, the Mazik for Eish. But we'll say, well, if the Nizik was running around, so he can't be teveya the Mazik, because what are you telling the Mazik? The Mazik was Dakar Leilach Ulahazik, but you were also being Heilach around. I mean, that's absurd, but I'm saying, I'm just Lasabra Soizen. I'm not saying that there's really anything wrong with running around, but. I don't know. We have to find some example, but it's a specific. It's there's not a taina. That's just the kun of Eish. It's the kun of what makes it Eish is darkalei lechalazik. Here, the tfi of the nizik is for being mishunin, for the keren being mishunin, because otherwise b'shus rabbin could do it. You have a right to do things b'shus rabbin. Regum b'shus rabbin is potter because it's urchei. That's tamak zayis the kosher. Because regum b'shus rabbin is urchei. Urchei is potter. So what's mechayev by keren? The fact that it's not urchei. The fact that the mazik was mishana. So the nizik is teveya the shinui. But if the nizik himself was mishana. That's the Havon of Kol Mishana Bacha V'Shinuvah. In this Gemara itself, you see this notion that the reason why Regulus, the fact that Regulus Potem B'Shus Rabim and Karen is Chai B'Shus Rabim, it's not Stam Exer Sakosuv. It's that the Tvi of the Nizik is for the Shinui. Because otherwise, you're not doing anything untoward B'Shus Rabim. What's Mechayiv Karen is that you did something Mishuna B'Shus Rabim. And that's what the Nizik is Teveya, and the Nizik loses the right to be Teveya that if the Nizik himself was Mishana, and his Shinui also was contributory to the Hezek. So Akapana, what I'm saying is that just going back to what I want to say now in this Rabbeinu fight, the chayyur is a mokum to say, and it's not mukhuk, but there's a big mokum to say, especially in the light of this Rabbeinu Ephraim, that ubir, since Rabbeinu Ephraim tells me that ubir b'steyacher is what's megala, that the mechayyur of keren is for being mishana, so yesh mokum gadol loymar that the din of ubir b'steyacher itself, that regular chayyur b'shus hanizik, is that's the nature of that din also. Because that's called that's the shini of regal going into Rishus HaNizik. The shini of Karen is going berserk. The shini of regal is going into the Rishus of the Nizik. So they get to kind of things. First of all, I think it sheds another light on the Rambam who brings the pasuk of Ubir B'Steyachir when he's talking about Karen B'Shus HaMazik. Because Karen B'Shus HaMazik is potter because you know Perecha B'Shus HaMayvoi, but HaMayvoiimir Ubir B'Steyachir. What's he bring Ubir B'Steyachir, which is the pasuk by Shem V'Regal? He's talking about Karen. So we said a mahalach at the time, but I think now we could say a little bit ba'ifan acher. Ubir b'steyacher says, in general by niskei behemah, not only by regal, but by Karen also, that in general by niskei behemtoi, in order to be chayiv, it has to be that the mazik was mishana and the nisik wasn't. So the case by regal is ubir b'steyacher, the mazik's behemah went into the shus of the nisik. So the mazik was mishana and the nisik wasn't. Karen B'Shus Rabim was also the Mazik was Mishana and the Nisik wasn't. If the Nisik was Mishana also, then that's called the Mishana B'Acha B'Shinu B'Potter. In Echanami. Because the rule of Ubir B'Steyacher is that the Chiyah was only where the Mazik was Mishana and the Nisik wasn't Mishana. Memela, Karen B'Shus HaMazik lacks in Ubir B'Steyacher. Because B'Shus HaMazik is not a Shini on the part of the B'Shus of the Mazik, whatever the Behemah does is not called a Shini. Because B'Shus HaMazik, the Behemah is right to do whatever it wants. And moreover, the Nisik was Mishana by going in. No, it's even worse. So, but it's all learned out from Ubir B'Steyacher, because Ubir B'Steyacher is not only a pasuk of regal; it's a pasuk of Karen. By Karen, it's Megal and Karen. That the rule in general is that the mazik has to be that in order to be chayiv the chol mokim, both by regal and by Karen, the rule is that in order to be chayiv, there has to be the mazik was mishana and the nizik wasn't mishana. So the middle, the Rambam can quote that pasuk Ubir B'Steyacher when he's explaining the rules of Karen, because it's a general klal gadol that the chayiv both by regal and by Karen. Comes from the Mazik being Mishana and the Nizik not being Mishana. I think it sheds another light. It's also an extra Havana in the sheet of the Ramban and the Rif by Kefetzes. That Gabi Behema is Rishus HaYochid. Kefetzes is regal. Remember the Rishayim will say Kefetzes is not like Rashi, Kefetzes is Ken. Kefetzes is regal. And Gabi Behema is Rishus HaYochid. Nonetheless, it says the Ramban, based on the Rambam and the Rif, says the Ramban that even when you put Peiros al Gabi Behemta, it's Rishus Yochad, but since it's Rishus Yochad, Shein Gomor, so the Mazik's only Chayiv if it was Shafkul Rishus Rabban al Garmin. So if the Behemoth jumped up and put its two front legs on top of the Gabi Chavetor, that's Shafkul Rishus Rabban, and then you're Chayiv. But if the Behemoth just stretched out its neck, so then you're part of it. Even though it's Rishus HaNizik. So what's the Shafkul? Well, it's okay. If it's Rishus HaNizik and it's regular, you should be Chayiv. If it was Shein, whatever, Shein. You should be chayiv. What's the difference? Shavkul shesaram, not shavkul shesaram. It's a rishus yochid. Why is it in chanus? Right. So the new case say, well, chanus is rishus yochid gomer. This is yochid shein gomer. So what does that mean? So we talked about it a lot, but again, I think in this new terminology, we could say it like we could say it, but we could say beloshen zeh. Regular shein chayiv only rishus anizik. Why? Because it's a shinui. Going into rishus anizik is a shinui. So when it's rishus yochid gomer. So any little bit of trespassing into the Rishus HaNizik is already called a Shinah. So just sticking its nose into Rishus HaNizik is a Shinah. That's the Nebchanus. But in the case of Rishus HaYochad She'ena Gomer, like a behemoth walking on the top of the behemoth walking in the street, it's Rishus HaYochad She'ena Gomer. So it's still Rishus HaYochad, but nonetheless, the Mazik of Shein is only Chayiv when the Knisel of Rishus HaNizik was Ba'ifin of a Shinah. So if it just stretched out its neck, so yeah, it went into Rishus HaNizik, but there you can't say that the Knisel of Rishus HaNizik was itself a Shinah. Because that's normal. The behemoth is walking in the street, and it sees food, it puts out its neck and it eats. So it's a knisul shusanisik, but it's not a knisul shusanisik that was meshunin. It goes into the rechayah walking shusarab. Shein is only chayiv when it's nichnas shusanisik, when the knisul shusanisik can be defined as a shinui. So and that depends. Shusiyochet gomor. So any knisul shusanisik is a shinui. Shusiyochet shein a gomor. So climbing up on his, climbing up halfway on top of the other behemoth, that's a knisul shusanisik, that's a shinui. But poshtet tzavara, that's not a knisul shusanisik, that's a shinui. And that's the yesoid, that knisul shusanisik is only mechayi b'shen v'regel, when the knisul shusanisik is a shinui. Because that's the yesoid always, that by niski behemta there has to be a shinui. By keren there's a shinui kipshutai, and by knisul shusanisik the shinui is the knisul itself, and mele has to be b'ayfim mishun.
Okay, we'll stop there. The marshal shot.